Ben's brain was so muddled and his vision so blurry that at first he took the flickering blue ball to be a sun about to go nova. Next, he thought it might be the efflux nozzle of a departing starship. Then he noticed the arch of a stone arcade before him and the cobblestone courtyard all around him, and he recalled that he was on a planet somewhere in the Maw. He had been taken there about a Sith meditation sphere named Ship, at the command of a being called Abeloth. His eyes went back to the column of yellow fog at the heart of the courtyard. That was the source of the flashing. There was a ball of blue energy dancing inside it, crackling and drifting back and forth. And there was a voice, too. A familiar female voice, calling his name. Ben! Bastar Kai's voice. Ben! His girlfriend's voice. Ben, where are you? She sounded terrified. Ben, I need you! Her voice began to quaver. Ben, don't give up me! She was panting for breath. Please, not... Don't let this... Ben sprang to his feet. His head began to throb so hard he thought it would split, and he felt warm blood cascading down the back of his neck. He staggered forward anyway, and nearly vomited when he entered the yellow cloud and took his first breath of acrid steam. The blue ball was dancing toward him now. As it drew closer, he could see that the glow was being caused by a crackling cage of force lightning. Inside the cage, two figures were locked in hand-to-tentacle combat. One a beautiful young woman with brown eyes, the other a hideously battered thing with a mass of smashed skull and spilled brains. It looked as though a Kashyyyk had grown tentacles and stepped into a threshing machine. The beautiful young woman, Vestara, was blasting away with a constant stream of force lightning, trying to use it to hold her attacker at bay. The Kashyyyk mess was grasping at her with two sets of armed tentacles, using one set to keep them bound together, while the other set probed at her mouth and nostrils. Protruding from a small scabbard on the Kashyyyk's belt was the handle of a glass dagger. Ben recognized it as one of the favorite weapons of the lost tribe of Sith, a thin glass stiletto known as a shikar. Ben did not even hesitate. He used the force to pluck the shikar from its scabbard, then drove the tip up through the center of the Kashyyyk's back, angling the blade so that it passed through her spinal cord straight into her heart. A spray of dark blood erupted around the shikar's handle, and the Kashyyyk collapsed to her knees, and then threw her smashed head back and let loose with an eerie wail. Her tentacles slid free of Vestara and started to swing around toward her back. Ben used the force to snap off the shikar's handle. Vestara hit the Kashyyyk in the face with a blast of force lightning. The Kashyyyk toppled over backward and lay writhing, apparently helpless, but somehow still alive.